The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I am continuing on this week. I've got another building, a building not made with hands. And we stopped on 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm just going to start reading from 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I've got another building that's not made by him. We thank God on today. This is a continuation of a building not made with hands. This building that I'm in is leaking and it's leaning, and my soul has got to move. It's got to move because I got another building. We are assured by faith that after this life is ended, we have another building in the unforeseen world made by God. A habitation, a house, a dwelling place, a resting place, hiding place in my Father's house with many mansions high above the earth that's eternal in the heavens. I got another building. This building, this new building, Paul said, we're going to step out of the corruptible and we're going to step into an incorruptible building. We're going to step out of a mortal building and we're going to step into an immortality. We're going to step into a building that's immoral. We're going to step from mortal to immortality. I'm sorry, I'm human. Y'all know what I'm saying. In this corruptible building that people want to go to heaven in, it's perverted, it's dishonest, it's weak, it's immoral, it can decay, and it can be bruised, it can be broken. But the immortal can't die, can't age, no injury and wounds, sickness, nothing can invade it. Nothing can inhabit the immortal building. The mortal building, death and aging and injury and wounds and sickness can overcome it. With the incorruptible, it's innocent, has integrity, it's just, can't decay. It's a building that's made by God. It's not made with hands. God has made a building that nothing can corrupt it. Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears. In this building that not made by hands, there will be no more tears in that building." He's going to wipe the tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, no more dying in that land. Whoa, in the heavens, there's no dying. There's only living, living, living. No sorrow up there. You know, some of our family members that make us cry, God going to wipe them tears away. There ain't going to be no crying up there. There ain't going to be no sorrow. Ain't nobody going to make you sad because God himself is going to watch over us. There ain't going to be no devil up there. He won't get to torment us. It said neither sorrow nor crying. No crying. Hallelujah to his name. Sometimes, y'all know, it's just not crying for sadness. It's crying for joy down here, but up there, you ain't going to have to cry. All you got to do is just rejoice. You ain't going to have nothing to cry about. Ain't going to be nothing to cry about. And hallelujah, there'll be no pain. Anybody got pain down here? Oh, yes, pain is real, y'all. Some people haven't had no real pain. You might have had a scratch or two. But there's some people down here that done had some show enough pain. Or the pain of cancer. Pain of physical torture and beating. This body here is just not made to live forever. It's not a house that was made by God, an eternal house. This is a temporary house. A house that can be destroyed. God originally made Adam and Eve to live forever. But because of sin, because of corruption, because the devil got in there and deceived and coerced Eve into taking of the fruit on the tree of knowledge of good, sin came into the world. And somebody said, then the dog started barking, and the cat ran up the tree, and the lion started roaring, and that was it. They were put out of the garden. They had become corrupt. They need an incorruptible body. But they had become corrupt. And Revelation 5 said, you know what? I believe in telling the whole truth. Everybody is not going to inherit this body not made with hands. And Revelation 21:5-8, it says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Salvation is free. We better take it. We can't earn it. God just giving it to us. So it's free. And then it states in Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, that includes adulterous, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burned with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Some people are not gonna inherit the body built by God with hands. You're gonna be in an incorruptible body. But it's not going to be a body that's going to go into heaven. If you are fearful, fearful is the opposite of faith. Unbelieving, you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You just don't believe in it. You're not going to inherit this incorruptible body that's going to be eternal in the heaven. If you do abominable things, which God says is an abomination, you won't go into heaven. If you are a murderer, either a physical physical or character, you won't go into heaven. If you are a whoremonger and adulteress, you sleeping around with people you're not married to, you're not going into heaven. You got to be all of these people that I named, even the sorcerer, the witches and the witchcraft, and you serving idol gods. You can go, but you got to be repentant. You got to repent of your sin. You got to ask Jesus to forgive you. You have to accept Christ as your personal Savior. You got to be forgiven to inherit this body that's not made with hands, that's going to be eternal in the heaven. You can't be a liar. People love to tell lies. They love to deceive people. You're not going into heaven. This building is leaking and it's leaning, and I got to move. God's going to wipe all tears away. I've got another building that's not made with hands. This building that I have, that I'm going to acquire, is eternal in the heaven. Lord, help us to be ready. Help us to not be a sinner, but help us to be a saint. Let us be followers of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a war cry, and we're in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. If the Lord's will, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, oh Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.